咁如果係咁嘅話咧，我哋咧就好快可以進入去今日嘅主要嘅議程，亦都係唯一一個議程，不過應該好重要嘅議程，就係、是、Developing Hong Kong into a walkable city, proposed strategy and conceptual pedestrian plans in Central and South深水埗 pilot area。 咁喺呢個議程嚟講咧，我哋要歡迎咧就係運輸署嘅 Miss Carrie Leung 梁嘉怡女士，Senior Engineer Walkability， 同埋 Miss June 吳宇欣女士 Engineer。 咁另外咧就係摩顧問公司 Mo McDonald 咧，就係 Mr. Paul Lincoln Project Manager 同埋 Mr. Chris Leung。Urbis 咧都係另外一個顧問公司，就是、Mr. Alan McDonald。咁咧就喺我邀請佢哋介紹佢哋呢個Walkability 呢個研究之前咧，我又想問一問委員喺呢個議題上邊、呢個議程上邊有冇事情，有冇話任何利益要申報？咁如果冇嘅話咧，咁我哋就喺呢件事上邊咧 ，Hong Kong Institute of Landscape Architect， 因為今日佢哋未能夠抽空出席啦，咁佢哋俾咗佢哋嘅建議嘅，咁基本上咧就係、是、HILA 咧係 supportive， 不過或者我哋可以就佢哋嘅建議咧，亦都係喺台面大家都可能見到，但係我哋或者我哋睇咗聽咗運輸署同埋個顧問團隊介紹咗呢個研究先啦。啊，唔知邊位開始講咧？
唔該曬，主席。
OK，Miss Carrie Leung，
係，我而家開始。各位午安，今日我好高興代表運輸署同埋我嘅顧問團隊嚟同大家介紹構建香港成為易行城市嘅整體策略，同埋喺我哋兩個試點地區，分別係中環同埋深水埗嘅建議行人規劃方案。歡迎大家提供一啲寶貴嘅意見俾我哋。2017年1月嘅施政報告提出咗步行係香港作為可持續發展城市嘅重要元素。我哋以一個綜合同埋全面嘅政策推動香港好易行，提升香港嘅易行度。我哋積極推動安步當居，我哋希望可以市民盡量利用步行去連接首程和尾程，從而減少市民利用交通工具出行。我們希望鼓勵市民實踐健康的生活，促進社區的互動，構建長者友善社區，以及應對氣候變化所帶來的挑戰。我們在2017年的12月展開了提升香港易行度的顧問研究，而在去年的6月至8月我們完成了第一階段的公眾參與活動，收集了市民對於提升易行度的初步意見。市民反應正面，非常支持我們的工作，包括提供更加便捷的行人聯繫、重整阻礙行人路的交通標誌，以及希望我們更加顧及不同行動能力的行人的需要等等。綜合了市民的意見和合埋參考了外國的例子，大家普遍認為應該改變傳統以汽車為主的交通運輸規劃，應該給予行人更多的優先考慮，街道的設計亦應該以鼓勵步行為本。我們在上個月即是6月初展開了第二階段為期3個月的公眾參與活動，我們建議了易行城市的整體策略，以及選擇了中環和深水埗兩個各具特色的地區作為易行核心商業區和易行市區的試點，並且擬備了行人規劃方案。我們會實地測試這些不同的措施對於提升易行度的影響和效用，如果我們確定這些措施能夠很有效地改善行人環境，我們在下一個階段將會考慮將逐步將這些措施推展到香港其他適合的地區。以下落嚟，我請我的顧問公司為大家介紹我們的建議方案。
唔該曬 ，Carrie。 我哋嘅研究团队喺参考咗第一阶段公众参与活动嘅意见，以及其他城市嘅例子之后，建议咗一套适用于香港嘅整体策略。香港系一个高密度发展嘅城市，同时亦都拥有丰富易达嘅绿色同埋蓝色资源。我哋具备咗优良嘅条件，通过适当嘅规划同埋设计，可以成为世界级嘅宜行城市。在策略規劃底下，我們揀選了中環作為宜行核心商業區的試點，也揀選了深水埗作為宜行市區的另一個試點。我們的建議會循四大方向提升香港整體的宜行度，實現達至香港成為世界級宜行城市這個願景。在傳統的交通規劃上面和道路設計上面，我們過往會優先考慮車輛的需求，而在整體策略底下，我們建議給予行人更多優先的考慮，街道設計亦都會以鼓勵步行為基礎。我們致力達至以下四大的目標，包括行得通，為市民提供綜合全面的行人網絡，並照顧所有年齡和不同行動能力的人；行得妥，提供安全的行人路和過路處，更加有效管理車速和改善人車爭路的問題；行得爽，締造舒適寫意、充滿活力和多元的步行環境；還有行得醒，提供行人導向系統和利用科技提供更多行程規劃的資訊。過往在行人規劃的時候，我們經常都會考慮道路以這個服務路面的交通為主，以行人道作為連繫，令到大家能夠有效率和方便地經過。而我們現在的建議是要考慮街道不同的功能，因為其實行人道亦都有另一種功能，因為人會放慢腳步甚至停下來休息和享受的是一個公共空間，這個正正就是街道的地方功能。我們希望透過地方營造豐富大家的城市體驗。我們考慮了行人道不同的功能，透過兩個試點地區的規劃方案 實地測試不同的措施。 The following I will pass to Ellen to talk about more on a pilot area.
I'll just go through these.
請問有沒有與會人士需要廣東話傳譯服務呢？如果有，請向傳譯員或者職員示意。請問有沒有與會人士需要廣東話傳譯的服務呢？如果有的，請向傳譯員或者職員示意，我們會繼續提供服務。謝謝。
See broadly on this plan, the various aspects and the various zones that currently prevail within the central area. The key thing for us is to try and improve the north-south links, which are absolutely vital, particularly to getting connectivity to the waterfront's edge. It's not very good at the moment. I think that's fairly self-revealing.So we're looking at linking up all these major areas and providing a well-connected space. And generally speaking, that will involve a lot of measures in terms of streetscape movement and so on. Chris, can you do that? So at the moment, you have a fair amount of Central Harbour Front, but you really can't get to it. I think what this shows is the limited number of connections that prevail at the present time.What we have been looking at is just recently is the number of connections and intersections that there are. And the intersection spacing, the distances of walking and the environment to walking gets worse and worse as you get towards the waterfront. So that's something we're having a look at. Next one, Chris. So the proposed measures, we're looking at enhancing at-grade connections wherever possible to enhance connectivity through historic areas by...For example, in the bottom right-hand slide, by looking at means by which you can take treatments down and it appears like a real walking area, so you know where you are. Okay. All right, next one. And then an element of wayfinding, and this is particularly true in Central, is signage. You have to have good, readable signage to be able to enable people to get around Central.At the moment in Central, there's around about 7 or 8 different wayfinding systems. These need to be part of an integrated system that helps people to get their way around. How many people have come to you and asked you, where is the waterfront? How do I get there? That's something that we've got to ameliorate. Over to Sham Shui Po. Sham Shui Po is it's a little more...a little less organic than Central. It's set out in a grid established in the 1950s, and there are again several distinct areas within the Sham Shui Po area. You have Market Precinct, Nam Chung, corridor. There's a school precinct where there's an agglomeration of schools. But the walking environment, again, is very, very poor. And the volume of traffic in through this area is quite high. And this is compounded by the fact that there's 5 institutes for the visually impaired and the mobility impaired in this area who have a real hard time of it getting around. So, looking at the various corridors that we've established through this area, which you saw in the previous slide, one major connection to the waterfront is to enhance the Nam Chong Street link, which will take you right the way through to the waterfront. Now, what we're proposing is to certainly enhance the pedestrian environment, both sides of the corridor, through selective widening of the pavements and improvement of the general softscape within the area. So, for example, looking at the current condition as you're looking towards the waterfront, you've got a fairly bland public environment. So the proposal is local widening of footpaths and then the enhancement of landscape measures wherever possible. So you're enhancing paving measures, you're putting large slabs down which are much more comfortable to use, and you're getting trees in wherever you can. And then densification of the median, which is currently used as sitting out spaces, to actually create a strong visual environment, which will encourage you to walk, because good environments create good walking experiences. The Tung Chau Green Corridor is an existing corridor that exists, but it's very run down. It runs adjacent to a park. There's a temporary jade market underneath the flyover. The intention here is to create a largely enhanced environment through resources that are already there but remain underexploited at the present time. So, for example, attention to the jade market, that's fine, but then the widening of the footpaths here, intensification of planting, and then enhancing the crossing facilities so you can actually get to and from this, and treatments to the underbelly of the viaduct of the highway, which is also very, very important. So this proposal is something that we're strongly advocating. Now, major north-south connectors, they're not great places to be. As you can see, the footpaths are pretty congested. We've got large signs that compromise safety. You can see on the bottom right-hand side, guys just walk towards the road simply to get around the sign. And these proliferate in many places of Hong Kong. So there's an intention to clean this area up and enhance the streetscape by rationalizing signage and also looking at the widening of the footpaths as you saw previously. So, for example, in the north-south connectors, you get widening of the footpath to enhance the capacity on the footpath, because the capacity of the footpath is generally compromised by a high level of clutter. And one of the ambitions of the study is to reduce the amount of clutter of the street to actually enhance capacity in combination with widening of the pavement and also planting. And then you've got, again, fairly bland treatments along certain edges just near to MTR station. So just with minor improvements, you can see that you can create a much more interesting environment, which will help to enhance walking. It will provide places for rest that you actually might want to rest in. And then harbourfront connectivity. Well, as in Central, harbourfront connectivity is rather limited. You've got rather drab footbridges going over the railway system. You've got lengthy footbridges. And then in some cases, you're reliant totally on going through MTR stations to get to the waterfront. Our proposal is to enhance all these areas so that you get an enhanced walking environment that helps you get to the waterfront in a safe and secure manner that is also pleasant. So, for example, in some of the links here, you see on the bottom left-hand side how bland the atmosphere is. Simply by some softscape treatments and improved hardscape treatments, you can create a much better walking environment that has shade and shelter and is very conducive to pedestrian circulation. The other initiatives, I think Chris will deal with. Thank you.
謝謝 Alan。 除了剛才所提及關於試點地區的行人改善建議之外，以及一些過往其實運輸署一直採取的措施，好像行人路擴闊和路口改善工程等等，以下我亦都會介紹一下一些新和加強的改善措施。 我哋喺深水埗嘅市集街区里面，我哋建议试行30公里嘅低速限制区。喺现有嘅市集街区入面，行人流量非常之高，经常都会有人车争路嘅情况。透过平衡车辆嘅速度，同埋令驾驶者进入呢个区嘅时候提供警觉，我哋希望加强改善步行嘅环境，鼓励市民多啲步行。喺建议30公里限制区限速区提升行人嘅安全，我哋都研究咗，亦都参考咗唔少欧美等等嘅城市，甚至喺内地嘅市内道路都陆陆续续咁推行低限速区嘅概念，成功减少个别车辆不必要嘅加速情况。我哋希望藉住试行新嘅低速限制区，可以加强驾驶者嘅道路安全意识，提高对周边环境嘅警觉性同埋反应，亦都令行经嘅车辆可以保持较一致嘅行车速度，有效压抑不必要嘅加速。较低嘅车速亦都能够大幅减低当车辆需要时嘅刹车距离。喺提供嘅参考数据可以见得到，能够有效大大降低交通事故时嘅严重性同埋行人死亡嘅风险。这个措施喺欧美唔少嘅城市，包括伦敦、阿姆斯特丹、巴黎、纽约同埋悉尼，已经普遍而且大范围咁样使用。另外，我哋亦都检视咗喺中环士丹顿街、卑利街同埋伊利近街嘅现有游行式街道嘅范围。我哋嘅初步构思系将图中显示嘅范围，包括士丹顿街介乎奥卑利街同埋阿巴丁街一段，以及附近嘅卑利街同埋伊利近街、加咸街，进一步加强游行式街道嘅设施，并且会喺下一步进一步研究喺上述路段或作周末时间部分时间行人专用区嘅可行性。另外，在深水埗的一些內街，我們都會建議採取以行人優先的原則，希望締造安全和舒適的行人環境。我們建議延伸現時桂林街和北河街部分時間行人專用區的範圍，去到荔枝角道。我們的建議希望提升行人的安全，但亦都會考慮上落客貨的要求，會保留汝州街、基隆街和大欖街作為車輛的通道。而在太平山街这个充满历史文化气息的地方，我们建议通过游行式的街道设计，希望市民能够有一个更加优质的步行环境。而我们希望试行人车共享街道的设计概念，营造一个人车共融的环境，将行人路和马路处于同一个水平。而这个设计亦都能够增加行人路过路的空间，并且提供更加机会作街道美化和绿化的工作。而有關嘅人車共享街道設計，其實喺香港唔少嘅地區已經應用緊，包括喺灣仔嘅洛克道、旺角嘅乃奴臣街同埋上水嘅新康街等等，設計能夠將行人路同車路處於同一個水平，更加容易俾行人過路。另外，我哋亦建議分階段整合同埋移除路旁嘅交通設施，包括首先喺試點地區移除圖中所顯示24小時禁區不准停車牌、停車警告牌以及駕駛者嘅方向標示。我哋希望透過移除呢啲不必要嘅設施，騰出更加多嘅行人路空間。另外，我哋亦建議更加廣泛咁應用行人過路平台，包括喺巴士路線提供同行人路處於同一水平、無障礙嘅過路處。另外，我哋亦都審視現時車輛出入通道車台嘅設計，亦都參考咗唔少外國嘅例子，認為現時嘅設計導致整段嘅行人路嘅路面均會傾斜。我哋建議縮短而家汽車嘅車台部分，為行人提供一個更加寬闊並且處於同一水平嘅行人路面。依下落嚟，我交翻俾 Carrie。
跟住落嚟，我會介紹運輸署正在進行餘下嘅一啲改善易行道嘅措施，同埋作出最後嘅總結。我哋建議改善分段式嘅過路處，方便行人還過馬路。而家喺某啲嘅繁忙路口會設置分段式嘅過路處，為咗應付繁忙嘅交通需要，行人需要分兩次去還過路口。根據目前的設計指引，由於兩邊綠燈的人像燈號是不能夠同步，行人是需要之字形地使用這個過路處，要在安全島那裡等候對面的綠燈人像燈著起，才可以橫過第二段的馬路。在這個的設計下，中間的欄杆會令到行人聚集了在安全島的中間位置，非常之擠擁，形成了樽頸位，亦都對行動不便的人士帶來不便嘅， 所以在我們的建議裡面，我們是會保留在某一些位置，在譬如這個圖中大家看到在角落的部分的欄杆，而我們會建議移除其他欄杆，從而減少樽頸位，擴闊過路處，方便行人橫過馬路。另外，為了提升行人的安全，我們建議在地上加設一些 LED 燈。 LED 燈將會同交通燈同步，令行人提高警覺，行過另一邊的過路處時留意燈號才橫過路口。我們運輸署一直致力提升香港的易行度，除了我們這個研究剛才顧問公司所介紹兩個試點的方案之外，我們還持續過往一直進行的工作。這些工作包括推展已經排名的上坡地區自動扶梯連接系統和升降機系統，為行人天橋和隧道提供斜道和升降機等這些無障礙的通道設施。另外，研究放寬在行人通道加設上蓋的要求，並且優化我們運輸署香港出行易的應用程式，以及我們會試行智能路口，利用科技改進這些燈號的控制。就著剛才我們所介紹兩個試點的不同措施，我們將會分短、中、長期去推行這些計劃。短期措施包括整合和移除不必要的交通標誌，設置適合巴士行駛的行人過路平台，選取合適的位置，改善車輛出入的通道，以及試行改善分段式的過路處。預計這些短期的工程可以在年底或者明年的年初展開。至於這個研究下所建議的其他方案，大部分都為中長期的措施，我們會在這三個月的公眾參與活動期間繼續細心聆聽公眾和持份者的意見，讓我們可以盡快展開下一個階段的工作，包括詳細研究這些建議的可行性和落實真的可以令到社區得益的行人改善措施，以及可以制定有關建議的實施計劃和時間表。我們希望我們今天介紹的計劃是得到社會各界的支持，讓我們可以共同構建香港成為世界級的易行城市。多謝各位，歡迎大家提供寶貴的意見。
Okay. 多謝梁嘉怡女士和她的顧問團隊。那呢就跟著下來看看委員有些什麼意見或者提問。那我想都是一如其他的小組會議或者其他的甚至大會都是，如果大家有提問的話，提出來之後呢，我希望集齊一輪，然後才邀請運輸署 的代表和顧問團隊作答。咁亦都呢有呢點呢，就大主席成日都會提到大家㗎啦，就係我哋係海濱事務委員會。咁所以呢，雖然整個即係呢個顧問研究係當然佢唔係淨係涵括海濱啦，咁但係為咗我哋開會有效率起見呢，就希望大家嘅提問或者係關注嘅事項呢，都係同海濱有關，出入海濱啊，沿住海濱嘅話呢個易行性啊。咁因為我都知道就係嗰個第二階段嘅公眾參與仲係進行緊，咁在座好多呢亦都係有關嘅專業團體嘅代表。咁我相信呢，如果有啲其他嘅意見或者問題呢，可以喺譬如當梁女士嘅團隊去係進行佢嘅第二階段公眾參與，亦都會接觸唔同社會上唔同嘅專業團體呀，咁變咗呢大家都可以到時係另外啲問題可以喺嗰啲場合，咁我哋呢度可以比較集中啲咁多。OK， 委員有咩OK， PY 先啦。
多謝啊，主席。就我有幾點意見嘅，就首先咧就應該原則上咧就係支持呢個當局咧就做呢個咁嘅研究。咁第一咧就個意見就係話嗰個題目咧，你話提升香港易行度研究，即係我覺得嗰個中文嗰個翻譯咧就即係唔係好足夠嘅，因為你話容易嗰個易咧。其實即係我睇你介紹咗話要通達啊 connected 啊安全又要 safe 啊妥啊爽又醒 其實呢應該呢就唔係叫做易行道嘅，應該呢如果係一定要用三個字呢，應該易呢就係應該用嗰個適宜嗰個宜，應該易行道呢就能夠涵蓋其他嗰個所謂質素嘅 quality 嗰個問題。即係而家香港好多嗰啲政策呢，好多時講就係、是、就係俾人批評就話 quantity 就唔係 quality， 即係講數字嘅啫，即係嗰個質素嗰樣嘢呢就包唔到嘅。咁我希望大家都可以考慮下呢樣嘢呢。咁就因為睇嘅時間又唔夠多唔夠長啦，咁啱收到冇幾耐，咁呢我會返去呢就同我啲會員呢大家再深入去研究，然後再俾書面嘅意見俾當局嘅。咁就係、是、首先呢就即時呢都有幾點嘅意見嘅，簡單單。咁第一點呢就係即係睇唔到啊，暫時即係講嗰啲行路上面其他嗰啲設施點樣處理，呢啲係細節嚟嘅，因為你要再詳細啲解我哋先會明白，即係嗰啲活動係點樣啊，有啲小販攤檔啊，啲有啲係屬於管理嗰個問題㗎嘛，即係唔係淨係嗰啲硬件，即係所謂軟件嘅問題。咁我相信你落區嘅時候呢，地區人士亦都會俾返意見你，我哋都會尊重佢哋嘅意見，但係要大家合作先做到㗎。咁就所謂增加返嗰、那個同第二呢就係同嗰啲現有嗰啲鋪位啊、住宅啊等等嗰個界面之間嗰個關係呢都需要處理嘅。唔係話加闊咗個行路呢就易行啊，咁未必易行嘅。第三點呢就係嗰啲所謂社區設施同埋即係嗰啲所謂 street furniture 啊、廁所啊、wifi 啊、你又講到嗰啲signage 嗰啲告示，即係嗰啲指示啊、路標。咁呢因為呢、這個城市設計學會呢去年呢做過一個即係同嗰個人口老化即係嗰個有關嘅同嗰個行人環境嘅工作坊，咁咧做過一啲叫做體驗嘅工作坊 ，experiential 嘅 workshop， 即係著住一啲嘢喺個身度咧，令到個人咧就攣曬背咁樣，即係行嘅眼又戴咗個眼罩又好蒙曬咁，即係你要體諒到即係嗰啲人年紀大咗咧，行嗰度好有困難嘅。咁呢個我希望咧呢、這個即係宜行性啦，或者宜行性都好啦，即係嗰個設計嗰陣時咧都要充分考慮呢樣嘢，即係無論佢係同海濱你話即係其他地方有關都係要嘅，因為你係為咗呢個人去設計，而且呢個香港嘅人口咧普遍老化啊。咁咧第四或者第五點咧就係講到嗰個城市或者市區重建，即係舊區。即係我希望你哋研究，即係嗰啲行路通道嘅時候咧，睇埋即係兩旁，即係嗰啲市區重建更新嗰個所產生嘅機遇同埋嗰個限制，因為有時咧你要擴闊咧，唔係一定向嗰個馬路車路嗰邊擴闊，你可能需要嗰、那個重建嗰個項目。要求佢退後，即係提供多啲地面嘅空間。咁如果你配合得好呢，嗰、那個亦都係一個即係地區地方營造嘅機會嚟嘅。咁亦都仲有一點就係關於嗰啲巴士站啊。咁呢唔知係咪同海濱有關，因為咁短時間睇唔到。但係一般嚟講呢，呢、這個都係一個通病嚟嘅，因為好多巴士咁好多車站，嗰啲車站本身亦都佔用好多空間嘅。咁呢個都應該要檢討一下，需唔需要啊？或者個位置喺邊度啊？啊，又有冇啲新啲嘅設計嘅方法啊？咁樣。最後一點咧，就係即係你又提到嗰啲過路嘅地方咧，盡量喺嗰個地面嗰度改善啦，啊，加闊啲行人過路處啦。這個我哋學會以前都有一個類似嘅建議啦，即係將嗰啲好似銅鑼灣彌和街咪有個好闊嘅斑馬線嘅，咁呢啲我哋都好支持嘅。咁但係即係要配合埋即係其他有關嘅天橋同隧道嘅系統先得㗎。咁你要俾到大家睇到，即係唔可以斬件咁樣講呢度加闊咗個地面，嗰度又要上，然之後又要落， 即係如果做緊隧道，咁點樣駁翻落去？然後個天橋又點樣駁咧？咁你雖然凡係同天橋有關，你會做翻個電梯啊、嗰啲扶手梯啊等等。咁始終咧，呢、這個都唔係即係咁友善嘅，特別係對長者嚟講嚇，亦、都有機會壞啊、維修啊。咁所以呢啲咧能夠避免都應該避免，都未講即係嗰啲話喺天橋能夠製造出嚟嗰啲即係視覺嘅影響，即係呢個就唔係太好啊。咁即係講住咁先，希望大家再詳細啲考慮。
好 ，thank you， 葉葉啊 ，yes， 然之後跟住到啊 ，Anthony。
As you rightly said，
請問在座有冇邊位需要廣東話傳譯服務呢？如果有人需要廣東話傳譯服務，請向傳譯員舉一舉手示意，我哋可以即刻提供服務。
Is this proposal anything that improves access and connectivity to the harbour front? We really should support, at least in principle, before we go on to detail. We should definitely get behind this and push it forward. And also the fact that it extends into a much more integrated system.Inland into the hinterland is very important because although, okay, our remit is the harbour frontage itself, but we mustn't lose sight of the fact that that's an integral part of the city. And so anything that can be done to enhance that relationship is advantageous and should be supported. There's lots of detail in here that is good.And it's going to make improvements, you know, wider pavements, tree planting, slower speed roads, part-time pedestrianised streets, level surfaces as they're quoted, all of which, again, I think we should support. I just wonder if there's an opportunity in some instances to take this a little bit further and look at fully shared surfaces.You know, even these areas where you've got wider pavements and level surfaces, they still look a little bit like pedestrian environment and vehicle environment. Okay, the proportions have changed and the proportions have been, the relative proportions have been improved, but they're not fully shared surfaces. I think that could be achieved, obviously, on the major thoroughfares, but on some of the smaller streets around Soho and Taiping Shan, etc. And there's lots of international precedent, I think, for shared surfaces actually reducing accidents and improving safety, which is somewhat against the initial public reaction. I mean, I don't know whether this was discussed in the first public engagement or not. People have a natural...if you like, worry to think, oh, they need to be segregated from vehicles. But if you look at places in London and lots of other cities around the world, there's a lot of statistics that prove that once you dismantle barriers and level changes and things, both pedestrian and driver actually have much more respect, if you like, for each other, and they become much more visible to each other. So I just wonder if we can go a step further, maybe. Nothing wrong with what we've got, but...Let's go out there a bit more. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Anthony, and then...
好，多謝主席。我同嘅 PY 講過，那個字寫錯咗，易行應該係易行啦。即係易行都係即係真係淨係講話行容易啲行啲行下咁樣嘅啫，就唔係真係好適宜人去用嚇。咁其實我想部門咧要諗一諗，係咪要行人優先咧？嚇、啊，即係依個唔好再諗車係行先，人咧就係、是容易行啲咁都得噶啦。啊即係一定要將人擺喺首位，尤其是 Harbour Front。如果帶去 Harbour Front 嘅話，人一定要優先嘅。另外有一樣好失望嘅咧，就其實我睇啲書仔啦，咁多我都係啱第一次睇嘅啦。嗰啲有顏色嘅地方，即係佢 study 嘅地方咧，全部都係 hinterland 裡面嘅，冇一個全部入去 harbour front 嗰啲，全部係 dotted line 嚟嘅。啊，大家有冇留意？全部係 dotted line 嚟嘅。咁呢個係即係都冇研究到點樣將我哋hinterland 嘅人帶出去，真正帶出去 harbour front 嚇、啊，唔好講到話一個係一個。點講係一個好優美啊 attraction 啊，即係我哋諗住我哋 Harbour Front 將來係一個好靚嘅地方嘛嚇，點樣由開始有個前奏嚇，但係一個 點樣帶啲人出去，係一個 place making 嚟嘅，唔係一個一條大或者 dotted line 啊，可慢慢行過去啦，嗰啲一啲設施嚟嘅。咁呢樣嘢我希望下次如果部門再嚟嘅時候咧，擺多啲心機話翻俾我哋知點樣由 hinterland 行出去 harbourfront 係做到好靚嘅，亦都係個 place 嚟嘅，唔係淨係一個 connector 嚟嘅嚇。有冇辦法可以做到咧？咁呢個我希望大家一齊 push 呢個 TD 去做好啲呢件事啦啊！咁我都想提一提HIA 喺2018年12月都出咗一個一個意見，關於成個 capability 嗰個東西嘅，咁好多都係apply 嘅，喺今日嘅講法都係可以 apply 嘅。咁其中一樣嘢我想講係個 car management 啊 ，car management 嗰樣嘢。其實呢樣嘢係喺你個 report 冇提到嘅嚇，咁除即係唔係嗰啲話行人行即係車行慢啲嗰種 car management 咁簡單，係要睇埋泊車嚇。如果你有地方俾人泊車嘅話咧，啲人就會掉低個車行噶啦。如果你冇諗埋呢樣嘢嘅話咧，你個計劃咧都係好難成功嘅，即係人都會繼續揸住架車繼續周圍行。如果你係一個譬如 say 喺深水埗，如果喺海皮同埋Hinterland 之間有個地方係underground parking， 好似係歐洲一啲好多城鎮都係咁樣做法㗎啦，擺咗個車，等啲人可以行去海濱又好易行入去呢、這個南昌街買下二手嘢又 OK 嘅、啊。如果你係唔理ignore 呢個問題，一啲人仍然繼續揸住架車啊，去南昌街去買咗即刻擺上車就走人咁樣啊，始終就人車爭路係解決唔到嘅。我覺得即係成個室要 comprehensive 一啲啦，啊，同埋就係喺我哋 harbourfront 嘅層面，就係要睇下點樣將啲人帶去 harbourfront， 而係呢個地方係靚同係即係呢個。experience 要諗呢個 experience 係咩嘅，係有 character building 嘅，唔係淨係一個 connector， 靚啲嘅 connector 或者容易行啲 connector 唔足夠。
OK， Victor，
委員都講咗幾多意見嘅啦，咁我有少少補充嘅，就我想理解呢個顧問嘅研究報告咧，亦都係一個宏觀性嘅策略研究嚟嘅。即係話希望將來香港嘅城市咧可以做到係易行嘅。咁有委員都提咗啦，如果當我哋係將行人擺先嘅時候，而唔係汽車行先咧，基本上係一個規範嘅概念上面一個好大嘅改變嚟嘅。咁我而家睇到個顧問嘅研究裏面，佢花咗好多功夫，就做咗好多所謂 connectivity 連繫嗰方面咧，做咗好多功夫喺度。特別係針對而家嘅土地利用上面，無論深水埗啊。或者係喺中環嗰個區域裏面咧，都就住一啲現時嘅市區嘅問題，譬如話我去唔到海濱啦，於是佢做到好多嘅改善行人嘅設施個 connectivity， 帶啲人去嗰度啦。但我就覺得有一個角度我哋可以考慮一下嘅，就係當我哋真係想做到易行嘅時候咧，同個土地利用嗰個關係咧係需要考慮嘅，即係一個長遠嘅規劃，我哋點樣就住一個土地利用互動嘅配合。同埋互相嘅促進嗰個行人嘅設施咧，個行人嗰個模式嘅運動咧，係需要喺個土地利用方面配合嘅。咁而家我見到咧，顧問公司就似乎就未喺長遠方面嗰度考慮過呢啲咁嘅嘢啦。咁譬如話，我哋點能夠喺長遠啲，將一啲市民可以帶到海濱裏面去 enjoy， 即係享受我哋海濱咧，係咪喺土地利用方面，我哋以前做得一啲地方需要改善一下嘅，可唔可以做一啲嘅配套啊？重新規劃咧，咁可以顧問公司喺呢方面做多少少功夫咯。因為我覺得要做到真係易行嘅城市咧，係一個結構性嘅規劃嚟嘅，唔係話淨係即係短期嘅，你可以做一啲 connectivity 嘅改善，譬如一啲詳細嘅設計，佢做咗好多喺度啦。但係整體策略上面咧，我覺得可以進一步再考慮咯。唔該。
Ken。
唔該主席，咁我又真係以一個用家嘅身份，因為我真係試過由深水埗差唔多加頓嗰度行到出去海輝路海濱公園，咁成個過程入面，第一都 appreciate 就係嗰個綠化嗰度其實而家真係非常欠缺，但係我自己本身就係即係樹木管理專業嘅，我係非常非常非常擔心嗰個 implementation 嘅時候嗰個困難。咁首先我見到其實一啲譬如 photo montage 啊嗰啲嘅 design， 肯定 shade 係需要嘅，但係真係要喺嗰個地底設計如何俾足夠嘅樹根有足夠嘅空間生長，其實先至可以 support 到有一個咁上下大嘅樹冠嘅樹木嘅，即係否則而家我哋即係成個社會都講緊 climate resilience 呢一樣嘢咧，其實就未必可以做到嘅嚇。咁呢個真係要喺成個 infrastructure design 嗰度係要擺功夫落去，先至可以擁有一個 sustainable 嘅綠化嘅。咁第二就係其實我都有幾大嘅 expectation， 就係特別係出到去海濱嗰一段，因為我上次就係由欽州街西穿過地底隧道就過去，通過西九龍公路底就過去對面海輝路。而家嗰個情況就係其實要由深水埗嘅舊區通過西九龍公路過到去對面海濱係極度極度困難嘅，因為唔係有太多位可以過到去，亦都其實我都行嘅時候都有唔少嘅人問我點樣可以過到去對面。你哋講得啱嘅 signage 係唔足夠嘅，另外就係過去嗰條路個 experience 咧，亦都係相當驚心動魄嘅，因為喺欽州街西即係南昌站嗰個隧道過去咧，嗰、那個隧道裏面最少住咗三四十人到啦，我諗。其實係真係見到有啲即家庭拖住細路嘅係行返上嚟，佢係最後唔敢行過去嘅。咁即係我並唔係話 claim 即係露宿者嘅問題，但係我諗其實譬如我亦都見到你哋喺個天橋底下面裝嗰啲凳啊，而家係有鐵絲網嘅，即係大家亦都知嗰度其實都係過往露宿者集中嘅地方，可能有一啲 social issues 喺我哋有良好意願去提升整個 landscape 啊嗰樣嘢或者 facility 嘅過程中，可能都要考慮下嗰個社區入面一啲 social 嘅需要咯。咁另外最後就係過到去路輝路海濱公園，當然就行唔到過去，因為我去到呢一個嘅避風塘啊，同埋裝社區嗰度，我其實想嘗試聽下一路行過係點嘅，最後行唔到啦。咁同埋係要去到行唔到去到個收費閘嗰度先至知道原來行唔到，我就要必須要沿路將自己遣返返去。咁即係呢個我哋作為海濱事務委員會，其實我覺得海輝路嗰度都做得幾靚嘅，但係真係通唔過嗰度係一個問題。咁最後除咗 walkability， 其實cycling 呢，即係單車呢，即係我當然我知喺 under 特別一啲已發展區嗰個 setting 係有困難，但我都期望就係我由加頓行出去，其實真係行咗成粒鐘，即係一個比較長嘅accessible 嘅即係嘅時間，可能可以by cycling 去縮短，咁可能更加 practical。 唔該主席。
Raymond 先研究到啊 Vincent。
咁我都 echo 下呢，我都係支持即係 cycling 嘅。咁我哋即係大埔嗰度嗰條路呢就好受歡迎啦。咁一啲比較長嘅地方呢就即係行就唔係好行到嘅，其實咁唔係好實際。咁而家我見到呢好多喺荃灣啊嗰邊呢都有啲係咁樣嘅計劃呢，咁嗰度可唔可以有諗下整多條 cycling 喺度呢？咁我覺得即係大埔嗰邊都咁受歡迎啦，呢邊有可能都會得嘅。咁就另外呢就亦都頭先係都差唔多有關係，就係呢我覺得呢喺如果尤其是去到海邊嗰啲通道呢或者我哋唔應該呢淨係諗話去享受個海濱，咁呢我哋仲可以諗下呢點樣可以將佢呢變成有一個實際嘅用途，就係呢去到一啲地方嘅。咁如果你能夠將佢呢係能夠去到嘅地方，如果我哋成日諗住係享受個海濱啫，咁你行出去囉，享受完你咪行返入嚟囉，咁呢就用嘅就機會就會少嘅。咁同埋呢政府部門有可能個 priority 呢就覺得我俾你行到出去得啦，你嗰度通唔到你咪行返入嚟囉， 咁但係如果我哋咧能夠將條通道咧係可以令到佢係有用嘅，咁政府部門咧嗰、那個即係佢個 task 咧就唔同啦。咁因為佢要維持條通道係通達咗去第二度啊嘛。咁如果你 block 咗佢，咁嗰條通道咪死咗一半啦。咁咧就嗱，我譬如舉例，因為我住喺海逸豪園，咁嗰度嗰條海邊嗰條路咧就好有用嘅，有好多人咧跟住條路一路行咧。就行去火車站，咁除咗係享受個海邊之外咧，佢根本係有用嘅，根本就係、是。咁佢另外佢有用咧，咁咧就會增加佢個即係歡迎度。咁仲有一樣咧，就啊或者要提一提咧，就係咧，我哋呢啲通道咧，尤其是海邊嗰啲咧，我哋俾人享受海邊啦，但係都要提防咧。啲人聚集喺度跳舞，你知而家即係嗰啲叫即係叫係啦，即係中國第一大媽，即係中國第一大，就係叫做原來就係叫做中國第一大媽舞，叫中國第一大原來叫。咁咧就你個意願好好啊，整好闊，整啲位。咁但係咧，啲人聚集咗喺度跳舞咧，其實就同原意係有衝突。對我哋嗰啲喺度希望享受個寧靜海邊嘅咧，又唔啱嘅。咁對附近嘅居民咧，就更加唔中意添。咁啊，一設計嗰度咧，或者都要留意，唔好留咁多地方咧，俾人可以真係喺度聚集喺度跳舞。如果真係有闊嘅地方咧，或者都要將佢分開下，佢譬如種啲樹啊，整啲花圃花草啊，即係趕住佢啦，梗係。等佢唔好聚集喺度嚟破壞我哋個環境。呢、這個唔係淨係香港問題㗎，原來內地都係好嚴重嘅問題嚟㗎對佢哋。咁仲有呢一個或者唔關海濱嘅事㗎，關呢啲路嘅事呢，就係、是、呢佔用路面啊。咁就我哋成日希望改善啲行人道啦。咁但行人道呢有多時俾附近嘅商鋪或者其他人呢是蠶食咗，咁啊商铺咧蠶食咗占用咗，我哋本来条路面啊有三米嘅，咁啊俾佢蠶食咗就占咗米半，咁啊剩翻得米半，咁就对我哋就即系市民唔公道啦，呢啲都系即系公共资源嚟噶嘛，咁啊俾佢蠶食咗，咁佢又唔使交租啊，咁另外咧有啲就将啲木头车啊或者其他杂物咧。就綁喺個鎖喺個鐵欄度咁，又佔一橛。咁呢啲咁樣嘅即係執法嘅嘢咧，都係要加強。咁雖然同我哋海濱無關啫，但係都會影響到㗎。你整嗰條路喺度，啲人都會擺啲雜物喺度啊。咁喺執法嗰度咧，都係有 concern。
OK， 先生。
多謝主席。這個我剛才都聽到一些委員即係其實都是好親身落區去體驗我們現在那個海濱那個暢達性。咁、我都希望喺度即係鼓勵大家 member， 即係平時即係多啲自己踩落個海濱度。即係我哋呢度幾位主席都應該都經常做呢件事情，咁亦都好嘉許委員咧，都係親自落去即係體驗，即係而家我哋嗰個海濱啊，你唔行一次咧，你就即係嗰個感覺冇咁大。咁其實關於呢一個嘅研究，我自己當然係表示歡迎嘅，因為呢個改善嗰、那個可達性啦，即係嗰個行人環境嘅，亦都係喺我哋嗰個海濱規劃原則嗰度咧，希望做得更好嗰個 accessibility 同埋 connectivity。咁邊個做都好啦，即係其實依個我哋見到係運輸署牽頭啦。咁其實我都想講一講，就係話其實我哋而家嗰個所有呢啲咁樣嘅關於城市設計嘅研究，其實都 唔係可以只係由一個單一部門就可以即係解決曬所有問題，因為你必然有一啲即係盲點嘅。即係其實你嗰個城市規劃喺嗰個運輸 transport 同埋 planning 咧，即係個土地利用啊、城市規劃，其實係絕對係息息相關嚇。咁、不過顧問論你邊個牽頭都好啦，你不能夠即係只係喺睇嗰個 transport 而唔去即係關顧埋即係周邊嗰、那個即係土地利用啊同埋規劃啊呢啲咁嘅嘢，咁我希望即係呢個即係大家都可以即係留意啦。咁當中當然有好多嘅建議，譬如你話做好啲 wayfinding 啊，做一啲加凳啊，擴闊啲行人路面啊，咁做一啲園景啊，咁呢啲都係即係好嘅。咁但係呢啲事情呢，我認為一日唔落實呢，一日都只係研究嘅。我覺得即係過去即係十年呢啲咁樣嘅研究其實都唔少嘅、即係每一個地方都做完研究，即係種樹加凳鋪路面吓、我哋係見過好多，但係我覺得最重要就係話你一日唔落實啦，一日都係一個研究，因為你其實真係要去落實，你先至見到嗰個問題喺邊度咧，要 deal with 幾多個部門嚇、transport 啊、highway 啊、drainage 啊、LCSD 啊，種棵樹都種唔到啊，另外規劃啊、地政啊，諸如此類，其實。我相信即係呢啲好嘅 initiative 咧，其實真係我希望可以盡快咧。我希望你嗰個試點啊，唔係規劃上面嘅試點，而係落實上面嘅試點嚇。如果你揾到一兩條馬路，就真係踩落去做一個詳細嘅設計，然後去施行嘅時候咧，你先至可以去。將嗰個真正個 execution 嗰個問題咧，係發現出嚟。譬如你話拆路牌嚇、簡單化啲路牌，咁我哋其實都講咗好耐。就算喺城市設計委員嘅學會啊，或者建築師學會嚇、你一啲係巴士站嘅，一啲就巴士公司嘅，有啲就運輸署嘅，有啲就路政署嘅嚇、即係唔同嘅。部門佢有唔同嘅路牌，終於就係話我哋喺個行人路上面，當你落雨擔起把遮嘅時候咧，你係過唔到嘅，你一定要收遮嘅，因為嗰啲柱咧就棘住你把遮噶啦嚇。咁、其實呢啲好實在嘅嘢，亦都係提得好啱嘅嘢，但係點樣去實行咧？我覺得必須要，我希望可以見到嘅就係話。你真係 identify 到一啲 pioneer site 啦，你唔使多，你真係一兩條街啦，去真係去實踐，先至顯露到即係我哋而家要面對嘅問題。而你撞曬呢啲問題出嚟，你先至可以作為日後點樣 implement 其他地方，作為嗰個借鏡。咁呢個係一點。第二點，即係如果頭先阿主席話我哋聚焦翻喺海濱嗰度咧，咁我覺得而家嗰度中環出去海濱嗰度，我哋其實實在係遇到好多問題嚇、譬如喺近西區嗰邊啦，中山紀念公園啦。如果你喺內陸出去，當然我見到你東邊街、正街、西邊街嗰啲都有 dot line， 但係嗰個 dot line 去到落到去平地咧，就已經係出唔到去海濱嚇。咁、我希望即係呢一個嘅報告咧、研究咧，可以喺海濱嗰個 accessibility and connectivity 咧，係去加強嘅嚇。咁、究竟我哋有咩計？有邊啲係最有 potential 嘅地方係可以真係做到一啲 execution 嘅啦，咁我希望即係可以喺呢個顧問研究入面去見到啦。多謝主席。
Okay, thank you。 我諗大家都問咗第一輪啦，即係或者俾咗第一輪嘅意見，或者可唔可以我哋邀請阿梁女士可以回憶同埋呢個顧問團隊。
唔該曬。唔該曬主席，多謝曬咁多位委員嘅意見，都聽到大家嘅聲音，都好支持係我哋希望改善香港嘅二行道，無論係二行 而行，我哋最终嘅目的都係希望呢行人係行得舒适同埋联系得非常之好，所以我哋四大目标我哋係所諗嘅所有嘅试点嘅行人規划方案都係以呢个目标为依归嘅，希望亦都剛才都聽到委員講香港老化、人口老化，這個我們正正亦都見到。除了人口老化之外，對於行動不便的人士，他究竟行得舒不舒服呢？會不會行那條行人路有很多處頂住，根本他想行都行到他要行落馬路呢？即這些亦都是正正我們很希望在今次我們這個顧問研究下是可以看到。因為我們現在有香港好易行這個政策的支持，那我們亦都是希望以行人優先這個概念。其實這個概念在我們去區議會去進行諮詢的時候，亦都收到很多不同的意見，因為大家都很擔心香港一般以往都是以汽車規劃為先，都是以不希望有嚴重的交通擠塞或者有少少的交通擠塞，我們分別區的同事亦都會收到很多意見，所以對於行人優先這個概念都是較為新穎。雖然大家都指出了外國真的有很多這些的例子，我們亦都效法了這些外國的例子，希望在我們這個研究之下是推出這些在試點地區的設施，是希望將我們這個概念行人優先這個概念呢是試一試，讓大家理解哦，原來行人行得舒服是同可以同汽車有一個更好的平衡。我哋唔係話完全行人優先，唔理交通，我哋都係咁樣同區議會嘅區議員去解釋。我哋希望係作一個更好嘅平衡，可能喺唔同嘅地點有唔同嘅平衡。如果嗰個位置嘅行人路，我哋加闊，我哋會盡量加闊。但係嗰度如果個汽車係需求比較大嘅，可能我哋咧會有啲限制。所以我哋希望係以呢個方法去處理個問題。至於我哋兩個試點嘅範圍，大家可能睇本書仔呢見到我哋分別有一個叫做pilot area 試點地區同埋研究範圍嘅嗰、那個study area。咁我哋其實是包含了深水埗和中環的海濱範圍的。大家可能見到啲箭嘴呢，留意到可能我哋啲南北聯繫可能個箭嘴冇指到出去海濱邊，但其實我哋嘅構思亦都係希望可以睇通曬呢啲，譬如用中環做例子，我哋希望個南北聯繫，我哋喺稍後嘅階段我哋會逐條我哋顧問公司同我哋去睇係邊一個方面可以作為可以作出一啲改善，係真係帶到市民出去海濱。希望大家就即係唔好俾我哋書仔可能有少少即係啲箭嘴滑嘅情況就唔到咗，我哋其實係真係有意去睇埋往海濱之間嘅聯繫。咁至於有委員提出喺提出我哋會唔會諗即係一啲嘅泊車嘅情況，等啲司機可以泊咗架車喺附近，跟住就行入去。有呢、這個正正係我哋嘅諗法嚟嘅。喺中環，以中環為例啊，我哋其實係希望咧優化啲行人通道，連接去一啲現時或者未來。我哋正在規劃成個政府進行規劃嘅一啲大型嘅公眾泊位。嘅設施，泊車位嘅設施，咁我哋就希望即係可以為選擇駕駛嘅市民提供一個泊車步行嘅一啲選擇。我哋嘅希望都係希望減少車輛進入咗個核心嘅商業區，而我哋亦都個研究亦都會改善中環區入面嘅步行環境。咁希望喺相輔相成嘅情況之下，就可以咧減少車輛進入呢個核心嘅商業區。咁同埋我或者我都提供多一個資料，關於我哋未來嘅一啲嘅動向，因為我哋而家係第二階段公眾參與，我哋主要個 focus 咧都係喺兩個試點嘅改善方案。咁但係我哋其實而家都做緊一啲功夫，亦都會喺未來可能喺第三階段再同即係各位去進行一個分享，就我哋會制定一啲指引同埋標準。好似一啲 design guidelines、design handbook 咁樣嘅，咁我哋就希望咧俾到一啲一啲指引，俾未來嘅項目一啲嘅規劃師啊、建築師啊、園景設計師啊、工程師啊等等相關嘅從業員咧，可以進行城市規劃嘅時候咧，可以有一啲嘅依據嘅。咁我哋亦都會而家暫時我哋喺書仔嗰度都有講到，我哋喺出年嘅第二季咧，我哋亦都會進行第三個階段嘅公眾參與。咁喺入邊咧，我哋會有一套叫做行人嘅計劃大綱咧，都會出到嚟。我哋嘅諗法係乜嘢？我哋希望咧 第二時我哋就住個每一區嗰個土地利用一啲未來嘅規劃，我哋可以俾到一啲嘅建議出嚟，係點樣去進行一個行人環境嘅設計。咁樣變咗我哋就可能頭先委員都有講過，我哋唔好咁短視，即係我哋要長遠去睇未來嘅土地運用，去改善現行嘅道路或步行環境。咁我哋喺呢方面咧，我哋亦都會有計劃去進行一啲嘅研究嘅。咁或者我都請我嘅顧問公司就住頭先有委員提出 share service， 即係一啲人車共用街道嘅一啲意見，再即係進行一啲補充啦。跟住稍後我會再就我哋未來一啲嘅諮詢，再提供一啲資料去總結我哋嘅答問。
首先多謝委員對於呢個人車共享街道嘅支持啦。咁但係對於喺現時嗰個設計裏面，可能喺一啲之前嘅 photo montage 都見到，就係而家都會有一啲所謂波瀾，有啲欄杆其實仍然會喺側邊。咁我哋明白亦都同意喺我哋外國參考嘅例子裏面咧，其實當人車共享街道能夠真係做一個 fully share 嘅環境底下咧，其實係對於嗰、那個車輛或者人道路安全咧，其實係有提高嘅。咁但係就住我哋喺可能對建區議員啦，又或者據唔同持份者嘅時候，都留意到有一個就係特別係一啲盲人或者係有啲傷健人士，其實佢對於嗰個路面人行人路同埋車嗰分界咧，仍然都有一個安全嘅concern喺度。咁我哋喺嚟緊會進一步諮詢相關嘅團體啦，咁亦都藉住試點地區，希望可以得到多少少嘅資訊喺呢個設計上面再深化嘅。
咁唔該曬顧問公司，我有少少即係關於補充，頭先有委員都提過過關於街道管理嘅問題。我哋了解嘅，我哋知道其實要改善個行步行環境咧，這個都非常之重要。譬如而家好多行路都有好多交通好多阻塞嘅問題。頭先有委員提出過係攤檔啦，又例如可能啲人將啲貨物擺咗即係擺咗出嚟啦，咁亦都可能有唔同嘅其他嘅社區嘅需要。咁可以咁講，這個問題我哋會希望可以同到有關嘅我哋會同有關嘅部門去進行溝通，希望可以商討一啲加強管理嘅辦法。但我哋都要我哋都會落區去同當區去了解嗰個民情。個需要喺邊度？咁因為我哋六月頭去咗兩個區議會，咁佢哋都會有擔心我哋會做咁多嘅計劃方案，會影響咗佢哋日常嘅運作啊，佢哋嘅居民日常嘅運作。咁所以我哋呢方面都會作出一個審慎嘅平衡嘅。咁至於我哋係有心係真係落實試點計劃嘅方案嘅。咁正如我頭先喺簡報所表達啦，我哋分短中長期去進行。短期措施我哋直情係諗住今年年底同埋出年年頭可以展開，包括移除咗阻礙行人路嘅某一啲嘅交通嘅標誌，嗰啲柱最緊要就係嗰啲柱擺咗喺凍咗喺個行路，阻住啲人行。咁呢啲我哋真係有心去改善。咁至於試點範圍咧，一啲比較簡單嗰啲，我同我個顧問公司亦都會繼續研究，盡快去推出。比較複雜少少嘅，咁當然要有啲時間去進行去一啲嘅研究嘅。咁就至於我哋嚟緊呢三個月嘅公眾參與活動我哋除咗六月頭諮詢咗兩個區議會之外咧，我哋嚟緊七月，即係今個月同埋八月都有一連串嘅活動，包括我哋喺八月三號同八月十號有兩場喺中環同深水埗嘅工作坊啦。咁我哋喺書仔入面都有啲資料嘅。咁另外我哋亦都會咧同有關嘅持份者，包括專業團體。一啲其他對walkability 對我哋即係易行城市有好關注嘅啲團體，我哋而家亦都係發出咗個邀請。咁我哋亦都好歡迎各位委員透過你哋嘅即係不同嘅團體，咁再俾多啲意見我哋嘅。亦都好歡迎大家書面寫俾我哋嘅。我暫時嘅回應到咁多，唔該曬。
OK， 唔該曬梁女士。唔知委員仲有冇第一輪之後仲有冇其他嘅意見咧？如果冇好嘅話咧，Karen 嘅 ，yes， particularly you have，
係。
Some of the things that I was going to raise。
請問在座有冇邊位需要廣東話傳譯服務咧？如果在座有邊位需要廣東話傳譯服務，請向傳譯員示意，我哋可以即刻提供服務。
By roads, highways, and vehicles, and it's easy to voice this aspiration, but in reality。I wonder how that's going to be done. I applaud the study. I caution on Hong Kong side to resist excessive gentrification. Sorry, mouth getting caught up. I agree with reducing speed limits. I know this hasn't been well received in some areas, but as a pedestrian, it certainly makes it more pleasant not to have cars screeching past you. Increased pedestrian areas, I certainly approve of that. I was curious about how some of these, this study has been received in a place like Sham Shui Po, an area where there is poverty and many social issues. And for them to see that priority is being given to walkability did make me wonder that the disruption and expense for improvements that may not benefit the majority of the people in need but tend to favour the more recent developments. So I was curious about how this proposal has been received in Sham Shui Po. I think that was all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. 有冇啊？梁女士有冇回應？Okay, carry on.
請繼續。
阿 Desmond 係舉咗手嘅，或者你 Desmond 俾埋你嘅意見先啦。
係，多謝主席。其實我哋少少嘅意見，想去補充一下嘅啫。咁就首先我哋都好歡迎政府有繼續呢、這個關於去提升香港嘅 walkability 呢個嘅研究嘅。咁我哋聽咗好多篇幅都係關於點樣去提升個行人路網絡，去聯繫海濱同內陸啦，或者連係地標或者啲社區嘅設施嘅。有另外一方面，我覺得應該都需要比較詳細啲去研究咧，就係研究下呢啲行人路點樣去接駁到一啲重要嘅交通網絡，例如港鐵站啊，或者公共交通總站咁嘅。但係其實而家嘅港鐵站每一個站裏面都有一個都相對完善嘅隧道嘅接駁系統啦，或者天橋嘅接駁系統嘅，咁但係隨住社會發展啦，咁啊好多新嘅地標或者設施或者海邊嘅用地咧都需要接駁嘅，但係據我所知咧，其實喺現行嘅法例啊或者政策上咧，如果地鐵本身想去伸延佢哋嘅網絡啊，包括佢嗰、那個天橋或者係隧道嘅網絡咧，其實好多時都唔係咁容易嘅。執行上都有困難嘅，咁所以我覺得都值得去一個研究，睇下點樣可以再去利用而家現有嘅網絡，將佢伸延去接駁到唔同嘅地方嘅。咁呢個一方面，我哋希望可以喺個研究上可以再做到咧。另外一方面，我都同意頭先阿 Vincent 咁講，即係除咗研究之外，其實點樣落實係好重要嘅。不過我見到喺個篇幅上或者個 focus 上咧，就係真係個 action plan 或者 implementation plan 咧相對薄弱嘅。咁所以希望可唔可以花多啲一啲嘅資源去真係去諗下嗰個落實嘅方案，例如喺政府邊個部門或者有冇啲乜嘢嘅組織係去負責統籌，有一個比較實質啲嘅timetable。同埋會亦都去預計到大概有啲乜嘢嘅困難，同埋有啲乜嘢解決嘅方法。咁我喺呢一方面咧，就比較實在啲，真係可以等我哋知道政府將來會係點樣去推行佢哋嘅願景，或者佢哋嗰個嘅policy 嘅。係啦，主要係呢兩樣。唔該。
梁女士有冇回應？
唔該曬，多謝兩位委員嘅提問嘅，咁我或者作一個簡短嘅回應啦。首先關於深水埗試點地區嘅特色 會令到我哋係確實係會有一定嘅挑戰嘅。咁我哋喺6月4號上深水埗區議會嘅時候，亦都聽到有區議員對於我哋較為新穎嘅一啲措施，例如低限速區嘅一啲建議咧，會都會有一啲嘅保留嘅意見。但當然亦都會有議員去支持我哋。咁所以見而家我哋都希望透過嚟緊呢三個月嘅公眾參與，就係想去唔同嘅團體嗰度收集社會各界嘅意見，咁好等我哋咧真係決定可以點樣去進行下一個階段工作，我哋點樣去修改我哋嘅建議，咁我哋適唔適宜係好快就推行，定係我哋要落區進行一個比較長進時間耐啲嘅諮詢先至去推行咧？咁呢啲我哋喺下一步嘅工作亦都會進行嘅。咁但係深水埗正正咧，我哋見到一個機遇，就係新舊區嘅融合。除咗一啲比較傳統嘅所謂嘅老區啦，可能喺我哋所謂嘅市集街區一帶，其實仲有喺通州街同埋喺海旁嘅一帶嘅一啲新嘅項目嘅，包括一啲市區重建局嘅項目，亦都會帶來一啲機遇，令到我哋去構思一下點樣可以融合呢個新舊區。咁所以有挑戰，亦都有機遇。咁我都希望我哋同我哋嘅顧問團隊可以即係有一個即係理想嘅建議，咁可以真係去幫到嗰個社區嘅。咁至於另外有意見就係關於希望我哋個研究可以睇埋即係改善個 connectivity 去到附近嘅港鐵站同埋一啲嘅運輸嘅交匯處，會嘅，我哋嘅研究係會探討呢一樣嘢嘅。至於新延去到天橋系統或者隧道系統，咁我都要睇下，我哋會睇下該區嘅特性啦。譬如中環區咁，佢已經有一個好全面、好好嘅一個天橋網絡系統。咁我哋喺個建議裏面咧，就係希望喺個 wayfinding 喺個行人導向標示系統各方面咧，做出一個改善，希望真係帶到啲人咧去行得通，甚至乎衝到出去海濱。咁至於深水埗區咧，我哋其實喺區議會亦都收到建議，希望我哋喺嗰度起天橋、起隧道。咁我哋其實同顧問團隊嘅諗法就係，我哋希望盡量喺地面度，如果改善到咧，我哋都希望先喺地面度改善嘅，何富行路改善個過路處咁樣。真係條件所限唔得嘅話咧，我哋先至會再進一步去諗一啲天橋或者隧道。而深水埗其實喺舊區嗰邊，其實個挑戰好大，因為佢個空間好狹窄，就算我哋真係想起天橋系統或者隧道系統，都俾我哋有好大嘅挑戰。咁但係無論如何，我哋即係都會即係就住呢兩個試點地區再去探討一啲唔同嘅建議嘅可行性。至於 action plan， 咁我哋就係希望呢三個月嘅公眾參與階段收集曬全部嘅意見之後咧，我哋就會同唔同嘅部門咧去進行協調。其實而家已經進行緊，咁嚟緊就會就住某一啲措施再即係確實一啲咧，邊啲快啲啊，邊啲應該遲少少先做。咁我哋就會同唔同嘅部門去進行協調。我哋亦都期望喺第三階段公眾參與嘅期間係可以同大家分享到我哋個 action plan 同埋時間表。咁我嘅回應係咁多，唔該曬。
多謝梁女士，如果沒有其他的委員有其他問題呢，就容許我做少少總結啦。總括來說呢，就是委員都是歡迎這個研究，亦都覺得這樣東西這個課題是需要的，亦都是這個時候亦都是適合的。咁委員呢亦都提了很多不同的意見，尤其是很多細節上面，譬如street furniture 怎樣處理啊，周圍的商戶點或者環境點管理啊？譬如話，好似阿 Ken 咁提到就話，你要綠化嘅時候，實際上底下嘅泥土嚟講係咪適合啊？咁呢啲咧就我都睇到咧，就好多咧都已經呢個研究團隊咧都留意到，佢哋都聽到。咁我好相信咧，喺跟住落嚟佢哋將來安排嘅時候咧，都會考慮到呢啲因素。咁就Vincent 提一點是好好嘅，就係雖然有 action plan， 但係咧希望能夠真係揀到一兩個地方可以真係由頭做到尾做咗出嚟，因為如果咁呢個係咪喺呢個研究裏面咧，因為研究嘅結果咧，咁呢個其實喺我哋嚟講係冇乜所謂嘅，但係即係如果當然啦，其中一個 action plan 即係做真係嘅地區做咗出嚟，係能夠連接到海濱嘅話咧，當然我哋更加歡迎啦。咁但係我諗揀一兩個地方去做咧，就肯定係會令到成個研究咧 就更加有說服力，同埋研究嘅結果咧就更加能夠好明清晰咁顯示出嚟，亦都會俾即係負責嘅團隊咧，到時可能要跨部門做咧，係真真正正可以睇到喺跨部門之間面對行政上嘅協調啊各方面嘅困難。咁個人意見咧，就揀一兩個地方嚟講咧，未必好似阿 Ken 需要好似阿 Ken 咁進取。我唔知啊，我聽到嚟講話，據我認知咧，佢揀一條可能係全香港最難嘅，出海濱嚟嘅最難嘅路，因為嗰個問題唔係城市環境規劃嘅問題，嗰個問題仲包括咗好多社會嘅問題咧，喺呢個區係特別出現。咁我諗未必一定需要揀呢個嘅，咁我哋可以揀啲即係可以比較有代表性啲咯。咁最後一點咧，似乎咧仲係未解決到嘅，就係 Andy 提到嗰個共用空間嘅問題。咁呢個問題咧，其實咧就當然我諮詢團隊係去諮詢區議會嘅時候咧，都碰到啲意見。呢、這個其實唔係新嘅，喺我哋喺處理海濱長廊嘅時候咧，我哋往往都面對呢個問題。喺海濱嘅時候咧，當然就唔係人車共用嘅問題，就係、是、譬如可能係單車同埋人啦，人同埋寵物啦，呢啲咧我哋已經係好多年來咁多年來咧都未認真可以話完全解決到。咁如果能夠研究團隊可以諗到，譬如或者未必係完全解決個問題，係諗到個方向，或者諗到啲地方係可以作為一個先導計劃，可能因為個環境嘅問題咧係冇得唔共用嘅啊，咁嘅時候咧，咁當然我哋會更加歡迎啦。咁、我大致上喺呢個課題嚟講咧，我聽到嘅，我哋總結到大家討論嘅，基本上就係咁樣。咁唔知大家仲有冇其他意見？如果冇嘅話咧，咁我哋就好多謝梁女士同埋佢嘅顧問團隊。咁我哋期望咧就係呢個研究呢個可以繼續。咁跟住咧，遲啲咧就會有個去到第三階段咧，我哋會有更加清晰、更加確落實嘅outcome。OK， 多謝梁女士同埋你嘅團隊。咁跟住落嚟咧，我哋咧就係應該去到議程嘅第五項其他事項。其他事項唔知道大家委員有冇其他事項？Rosalyn 先啦，就Rosalyn 可唔可以 brief a member 有兩個 consultant studies？
好啊，好啊，唔該曬主席。其實我都係少少依個進度嘅匯報嘅啫。咁就繼早前咧，我哋係向依個海濱事務委員會就攞咗意見，就話都想喺依個各位嘅帶領之下咧，就做兩個嘅顧問研究嘅。其中一個咧就係、希望睇下點樣可以改善嚟到海濱嗰啲遊客佢哋嗰個嘅體驗。第二個咧就係、想做一啲嘅設計方便嘅一啲嘅 guidelines。譬如話我哋有一條50米長啊、40米長啊、30米長啊，唔同形狀、唔同闊度嘅promenade 嘅時候，應該點樣去設計咧？咁就想同大家匯報一下咧。其實早前我哋已經咧成功咁揾到顧問公司咧，幫我哋去展開依兩個嘅研究噶啦。咁佢哋亦都已經開始相關嘅工作嘅。咁根據早前大家都同意嗰個做法咧，就會係大約喺一兩個會之後咧，就翻嚟問大家嘅意見。到時咧顧問團隊咧就應該已經有一啲嘅初步嘅諗法嘅。咁回應翻啦，其實頭先各位委員啊、主席都好咧，就講咗啲意見咧，係我哋依兩個嘅顧問嘅工作咧，都係息息相關有拉間嘅。譬如就係話，我哋今次可能雖然係一啲嘅意見，但係會唔會有啲具體嘅落實工作都可以去進行咧？咁就令到我哋都覺得其實我哋會係爭取時間。雖然依兩個係一個嘅顧問研究啦，我哋都希望可以做到一個 incremental 嘅 approach 嘅。兩個嘅顧問研究咧，大致上都需要多過一年時間去進行。但我哋希望，譬如如果係佢有四個嘅即係比較細嘅報告，一個出咗之後，會唔會有一啲嘢都可以落實到，揾到一啲嘅site pilot area 嚟到去 implement 住先咧？咁我哋會同顧問去傾討，希望可以等成件事都未完之前，如果有一啲嘢可以落實到嘅，揾到啲 pilot area 就盡早去做咗 implementation 先咯。唔該主席。
唔該 ，Russell。啊，頭先阿 Vincent 係咪？有冇 ？OK，thanks。如果係咁嘅話咧，就基本上如果委員仲冇其他嘅事項嘅話咧，咁呢個會咧就 委員記啦。下至於下一次嘅會議日期咧，秘書處咧就會同即係呢個大會同埋其他嘅小組委員會商討，同埋睇翻嗰個進度。正如頭先所講，咁我哋會再決定嘅。咁到時再通知委員。咁就多謝大家。